RCMP say they are concerned about speeding in construction zones around Cape Breton. Corporal Mandy Edwards says part of the problem is drivers speeding coming from or going to Newfoundland via a Marine Atlantic ferry.
If we're trying to make a ferry, I would suggest that motorists plan well in advance, so leave with plenty of time to spare, because on your way to the ferry, there may be road construction. You don't know what kinds of slowdowns you may experience as you're trying to get to that ferry, and you want to do so safely. So I would suggest leaving enough time so that you have a little bit of a wait once you do get to the ferry. Don't leave it to the last minute and then trying to rush, which can put yourself and others on the road in danger.
Edwards says speeding and delays at construction zones can be frustrating, and she says frustrated drivers can quickly find themselves getting very hot under the collar, but some are unaware that they have angered someone else.
Road rage is that intentional behavior that gets expressed between motorists because someone has done something, maybe driving aggressively, maybe just not even knowing switch lanes in front without providing enough distance. So there's things that we need to remember in these summer months as we're traveling throughout the province and we welcome tourists to our area, is that we need to give some grace. So allow extra time ourselves to get where we need to go. Be attentive on the roadway. And if someone does, you know, accidentally, or, you know, if they do something in front of you, don't react. You need to stay calm. Just assume that that person didn't see you and continue on. Getting upset or driving aggressively yourself is not going to change anything. So we want everyone to get to their destination safely. So we need to be patient, give grace on the roadways, and allow ourselves some extra time to deal with whatever hiccups we may encounter along the way.
Edwards says road rage can lead to serious consequences, and she gives an example.
It was an act of violence that resulted because of a road rage incident. So someone had passed on the right and then merged into a lane without allowing for enough space in between the car that was actually traveling in that lane. So most people, if something like that happens, you might, you know, say something out loud. You may flip the high beams to say, hey, like, that wasn't cool. You know, things can happen. So the other driver got upset, continued to follow the driver who flashed their high beams. And then there was an incident where someone got shot with a BB gun. So that act of violence stemmed from a simple road incident that could have just been brushed off. So we need to let our tempers, we need to cool our jets when we're driving, not let those incidents get the better of us, and try to remain calm.
RCMP say fines double in construction zones and can total up to $2,400 for repeat offenders. National data shows that 56% of Canadian drivers admit to engaging in road rage and aggressive driving, while up to 83% report witnessing those actions on public roads. Common triggers include traffic congestion, tight schedules, and everyday stress. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.